Abid says that I read that it is necessary to clean the madi with water, not like urine, which can be cleaned with tissues. What, etc. So, let us go and look at the discharges found or mentioned in Islam. We have urine, which is totally impure. It's najis from a person, you know, normal person, an adult. So this has to be washed if it touched your body, if it touched your clothes, if it touched a spot that you want to pray. Now, washing or cleaning yourself from urine or from after defecating, this can be done in two ways. Either you use water and wash the private parts until the filth is gone, and this is the most the cleanest thing or form of cleaning yourself. And the other way is to use hard substances such as toilet paper, such as wood, such as stones, such as a piece of cloth that would cleanse the area. But this is a second degree. The first is using water. Now, madhi is a substance that comes out, a discharge that comes out, some call it prosthetic fluid, when one's sexual desire is aroused. So this comes out, it nullifies wudu, and it is impure, it is najis. What to do with it? It is a lower degree in impurity than urine. See, urine you have to wash. If it touches your clothes, you have to wash it, squeeze it until it's clean. With madhi, it is sufficient to get a handful of water and just sprinkle it. No need to wash it and squeeze it. So this is how you cleanse it. This is how you clean it and you purify yourself from it. What Adid said, that we have to use water. No, it is like urine. If you don't have water, you can simply use toilet papers or stones, etc. But what touches your clothes, it's like urine. You have to use water for that, and nothing else would suffice. You cannot just wipe it off with tissue.